Hello there. Today I want to talk about sound and how important it is, yet how overlooked it is. So, when we listen, when we really listen, we can hear a lot. But we also hear a lot when we're just going about our day-to-day business. And it's incredible. It's incredible that we can hear so much and our brain just does so many things automatically to let us take in that sound, but also still to function. And there are people that struggle with that. If you suffer some form of sensory overload, then it could be that sound triggers you. And I think that's understandable, really, when if you, say, walk down any busy street, and if you look at what's there and really think about what's around you, I think you'll very quickly realise that there's more going on than you realise. So, for example, if you're walking down a street and you've got people walking by on both sides of the road, for example, you could have hundreds of people all saying different things in different accents and different tones, volumes, with different emotions behind it. But not only that, you could have the sound of cars, buses, maybe a train or a plane. You could have some form of music in the background somewhere. And your brain can take all of that, sift through it, and make sense of it. But not only make sense of it from a practical perspective, but it can make sense of it in a way that lets you understand what's going on. So you can tell where a person's voice is coming from or where a car is in relation to you. And the fact that your brain can do that by hearing very, very small time differences in sound is phenomenal. And I think that a lot of us don't really listen enough. We hear, but we don't really listen. And one thing I really love about where I live is that there's lots of birds and there's animals. Sometimes I'll hear a horse or a pheasant. And it's not until you actually listen that you realise how much is around you. There are so many different species of birds, and there are insects and animals. And the fact that they can be making so much sound but to not be heard, I think is a bit of a shame. So I'd say the next chance you get, if you go outside, close your eyes and just listen. Listen to what's around you and try to figure out what it is that's making the sound. Think about the animals, the traffic, the people, and really try to listen to what is going on around you. And just take a minute with it. Just kind of feel it and enjoy it. So I think that that's something that doesn't happen enough. I don't think we enjoy the world around us enough. I think we're in a position where life becomes the main priority. When I say life, I mean work and responsibilities and obligations. And I'm not saying that people should not think about those. I'm just thinking that we should also take a moment to step back at times and appreciate the world around us, as there's an awful lot there. The fact that most of us can go outside and enjoy the world is really quite a privilege, as there are lots of people out there who can't. And it would be lovely if everyone could be in the position where they could go outside and just enjoy the world around them. But I don't think we're anywhere near that stage. So I'd say be grateful for that. Be grateful for the sounds you can hear. But like I said, just listen. Don't just hear things, actually listen. Concentrate on a sound. Picture it in your mind and see what it makes you feel. The sound is something that we kind of lose touch with. We focus so much on the visual, and I think that comes across in that now you can photograph every moment. You can record it in perfect clarity and detail. And the fact that we can do that is amazing. But one thing that often gets overlooked, but is so crucial, is sound. Try watching a film with no sound. Very quickly it loses its meaning, it loses its emotion. Watch it without an image, and you can still figure out what's going on. And it's another reason why I find it odd that sound kind of gets overlooked. Because as I said, it's so key to so many things. And I think it's a shame that it gets overlooked. That we overlook listening to the world around us and to the people around us. And that's one thing I would like to do in the future, to really talk to the people around me and to see what they have to say. As everyone has a story, all you've got to do is ask what that story is. So cheers for listening, guys, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope to see you soon. So bye.